Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that most traditional creams or serums are made up of 70% water, with 15% going to emulsifiers and preservatives? That's what makes up the goo of the cream, which leaves only 15% for the active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But what if there was a better way? Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers, tiny natural fibers 500 times smaller than a human hair. Their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly on these natural nanofibers. The result? A formulation free of water, emulsifiers, or preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but are five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it's fast. Upon application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. 19.4%. I said it again. It's worth checking out the Instagram Fiber Skin, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. It's easier to apply than by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into your skin quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack, a precursor to the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. And with their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. If you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be most effective if you use it 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you the monthly pack to remind you. You can pause or cancel at any time, giving you control over your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code BACK for 15% off. Again, that's fiberskincare.com, code BACK for 15% off.
Baby, let's just dance, dance. Let's just dance, baby. I just wanna dance, 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 dance.
Can you feel it? Can you take it? Can you come and embrace it? All of this electricity. Do it right now, right, right, right now. Turn the volume up loud. Give me your electricity.
Hello, bitches. Welcome back to the bar. This is bitch number one, Christy.
And bitch number two, Kelly.
Hi, Kel.
Hello.
I hate this episode.
Oh, I know. And I hate that I have to recap it again. It's so long.
We are mean.
I know.
We are just a bunch of bitches. I mean, we knew we were bitches, but God almighty.
Yeah, we're really bitches in this one.
Yeah, one of the guys that's working with me on a project hadn't seen Dance Moms. And between last weekend and this weekend, he went home and him and his wife have binged it. He's like, it's literally been on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in my house. And I was like, oh my God. He's like, I get up in the middle of the night. My wife is nursing our newborn and she's watching Dance Moms. I'm like, oh my God.
That's funny.
Ugh. Ooh. So anyway, let's start off by thanking our patrons. These are people who went over to patreon.com/backtothebar and subscribe to our Patreon channel, where they get access to exclusive content like an after show. Like we do a super fun after show, which is kind of like, I don't know, where we let our hair down. Speaking of hair, I couldn't be grosser.
Mine is terrible. Yeah.
You're so blonde, but I have questions. We're going to get to you in a minute.
I know what you're going to ask me.
I have lots of questions. All right. But let's thank our patrons. Let's thank Ashley, Danielle, Brian, Jolie, Isabella, Laura, Courtney, Tallulah, Sarah. Let's keep going. I put the wrong page up and now I'm on the right page. Anka, Sam, T, Grace, Miss Maya, Lily, Taylor, Mariska, or Marquisa, sorry, Hannah, Holly, Anissa, Pob, Milia, Juliana, Maya, Ellie, Robbie, Mallory, sorry, that's such a normal name and I was having a hard time reading it, Nicole, VW2, Iowa, Nicole, Svieta, Jordan, Andrea, Leah, Stace, Lindsay, Emma, Stella, Jasmine, Sydney, Aisha, Lily, Tess, Abby, Claire, Olivia, Casey, Dana, Kylie, Catherine, Izzy, Bree, Cami, Trish, Kelly, Casey, Hannah, Allie, Cameron, Rachel, Amanda, Julie, Ashley M, Marissa, Emily, Marie, Steph, Melina, the 500-pound hog pretending to eat Kelly, Kate, Marie, Holly, Corinna, that's pretty, Taryn, Haley, Nicole, Rebecca, Amanda, Diana, Sky, Megan, Riley, Kalina, Carissa, Andrea, Sharon, Amaya, Julie, Melody, Navandria, Matthew, Sophia, Becca, Anna, Rosie, April, Amanda, Caleb, Rachel, Taylor, Maddie, Jada, Tara, or it's Terry, sorry, Dev, Ellie, Breck, America, Shayna, Andrea, Kay, Maya, and Alexis. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Do you notice there's that we always have Kelly read the names?
What?
We never have you read the names.
I don't even know how to pull them up.
Oh, well, we'll have you pull them up and read them. I was just thinking because like these names are hard and I would love for you to read some of these names sometime.
Oh God, no, thank you.
All right, Kelly. So there has been buzz on the internet about you and I need to do a deep dive as an investigative journalist. I need to know.
What is the buzz?
The buzz is, what is going on in your life that you're doing cartwheels and round offs and splits in like a bocce court? Like, what is happening? Is it a bocce court?
It was a bocce court. Yeah. I was not playing bocce though. I was playing cornhole, but okay, the bocce thing was.
That tracks.
Yeah. I was playing cornhole with a bunch of young kids, like 24 year olds. And the guy said he could do a round off. So I said, I wanted to see it. Well, then they wanted to see mine. So I did it.
And then you shamed them all with your split.
I did.
Your split is Davoon.
Yes.
Remember that from Greece when she goes, your split was Davoon. I don't even know what that word means. Remember,
I don't either.
Sandy did her.
I'm thinking good.
Yeah, I think so. Because it was at Frenchie and Frenchie always gave Sandy compliments. So it was during the pep rally. I have to say, you remember Annie, our producer?
Yeah.
She had the cutest Halloween costumes last year. She was Sandy, but in the cheerleader outfit, and her baby daddy, it's her fiance, and her little boy were both T-birds. It was so cute because she wasn't like leather Sandy. She was cheerleader Sandy. So it was really cute and different. Very wholesome.
That's cute. I was Sandy.
Yeah. I know.
Slutty Sandy.
You like, I love slutty Sandy. Did you have the red shoes?
Yep.
Did you smoke a cigarette and put it out with your? Yep. Good. Yep.
What you drinking?
Champagne. There's this new place. Did I tell you where I went last week to? I had that Chilean sea bass.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a wine place. This is Prosecco from there. It's called Cooper's Hawk. Remember, I couldn't remember the name.
Yeah.
But you like have a membership to it. And then like each month you can get, like, depending on how big a membership you get, like 1, 2, or 3 bottles of wine.
Right.
Or champagne or whatever you want every month.
Mine is, isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
It's champagne.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's Bottega. It's a sparkling rosé. Yeah, it's excellent, but I love this bottle.
Yeah, that's pretty.
You know, I've decided that that's how I buy the majority of my alcohol, by the bottle.
If you like the bottle. Yeah.
I'm like, literally, because I mean, look, I know there's plenty of people who, excuse me, they go in and they're like, oh, it's the sommelier's choice or the manager's choice or whatever. I'm like, I like that bottle.
Yeah.
I like the label.
I do the same thing, basically.
Yeah.
I do the same thing when I watch movies and stuff too.
Oh yeah. If they have
like when it comes up, if it's a good cover on the front, then I'm like, okay, I'll read it. I'll watch it. Not read it.
You're not reading it.
No. No.
So funny. Yeah. I mean, look, that's how they get you. If they don't get me with the bottle, I don't want it. I don't want it. Oh, huh. Well, that's an interesting thing I just said, huh?
What?
Well, nothing. We'll unpack that later. All right. Okay. So I hate us.
Me too.
I hate this episode.
Me too.
I hate Abby, but that's nothing new.
I hate myself in this episode.
Oh, I hate me.
I'm the worst one in this episode.
Maybe you had your period.
Maybe.
I don't
Probably
know.
Not.
Probably not. I'm dying because we have our business partner who's doing our super secret project with us, texts us. Oh, I actually forgot to answer her today, but she'll like send us an entire just like unpacking all this stuff. And then she'll literally be like, and can you please tell me if Abby is really working at Cracker Barrel? Her texts, sometimes I do a dramatic rereading of them to my kids because they're so unhinged.
She's funny.
She's so
definitely funny.
Oh my God. Yeah, but I like, okay, and I need to know if Abby's working at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
So
she might be.
Well, she loves Cracker Barrel.
Her favorite place, I know.
Maybe she'll get a discount.
Maybe.
Do you remember, I don't know if you know this story, but it was at the beginning of Dance Moms and we were meeting with, I mean, we weren't, but the show was meeting with different agents about like different brand deals that could be available and like what we liked and what would make sense. You know, those questions they ask you, like, what do you organically use? It's in LA and it's at a big agency, like a really big agency where they do like multi-million dollar deals. And I will never forget that someone, I don't want to name names, but you know exactly who, as soon as I start the story, was telling me that Abby was having a fit because she wanted a deal with Eaton Park to get gift cards. Now, for those of you not from Pittsburgh, Eaton Park is like our local like family restaurant. It's equivalent to like a Denny's.
Yeah, it's like a Denny's. Yeah.
And she was like having a fit because she wanted them to get her a deal with Eaton Park for gift cards.
She's an idiot. Total idiot.
But we're the ones who have no class.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't even say class. That's not classy. We're the ones who haven't, we're like, what's the word? Like unexperienced and know nothing about the world. Well, I know not to ask for Eaton Park gift cards. Thank you.
So if I was asking for gift cards, they wouldn't be to Eaton Park.
No, you needed a deal. I've never known anybody who needed like a sponsorship with Nordstrom more than you.
Yeah, they should have gave me one.
You know, you never watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel at the end when she like makes it. It's the best story arc ever. She's getting ready to go on and she's doing like, it's basically the equivalent of The Tonight Show. She's doing stand up and her manager's assistant comes in with all these dresses and she goes, oh my God, you didn't buy these. And she's like, no. And then the manager goes, I better not bought those. And she goes, no. And she goes, actually, it was Bergdorf's. She's like, Bergdorf said, if you wear one of these and mention Bergdorf's, you can have them for free. And it was amazing because she did the best stand up like monologue of all time, like made it really big. And that was hysterical at the end. And she goes, and mostly I would like to thank Bergdorf.
I could do that at the end of every episode. I could say it. And I would like to thank Nordstrom's for the outfit of the day.
I know, but that moment spoke to my heart so much because she was like, bitch, I'm getting this dress for free.
So yeah, that's really funny. Cute.
All right, I'll stop talking. I'm going to start drinking. I'm going to let you wax poetic about what assholes we are on Dance Moms.
Yay! Thank you. Okay, so we're doing part two of season three, episode 22, Boy Crazy, Mom Crazy. And we are starting, we have 2 days to the competition. We're at the ALDC and we're running the senior group rehearsal. And Abby's standing in the corner. And she shouts, like, she's just shouting out corrections to everybody. She says that Brooke and Kevin are an integral part of this routine. They have a very advanced partner work, and it's almost dangerous.
Danger. Danger.
Stranger danger.
Danger.
You know, I'm going to hate this reading this today because it's in your dialogue. So if I screw up 10 times, it's because it's supposed to be you speaking this.
Okay.
She says Brooke and Kevin need to trust each other, and she's going to send them on a date. Abby walks up to Kevin and she's pointing out like their age difference. He's 17, she's 15. And she says to him, like, you want to take Brooke on a date? And he says, yes. So she says, I think Kevin could charm the pants off of anyone. He's quite demure as for a teenager.
Okay. It is a little unnerving that Abby just said a 17-year-old could charm the pants right off of anybody.
Yeah. Like, well, we already know she likes high school football players. So, yeah.
But she's like, he could charm the pants off of anybody. He's a minor, Abby. Settle down.
Mm-hmm. All the seniors leave the room and our girls come in. Abby tells Brooke to not make any plans for the evening. And Kevin asks her if she wants to go out on a date, and she says yes. And oh my gosh, everybody is like giddy and so funny.
I think Kendall was like, the most excited.
I know. She was like,
Kendall's like, oh boy, a guy. Oh.
So Brooke says in her interview that Abby says it could be good to date a dancer because they will understand Brooke's busy schedule and her career aspirations. But I don't know if I really want a boyfriend at dance because it just means I'd be at the studio more. And we all know Brooke does not want to be there any longer than she has to be.
All right. So should we unpack the Brooke rumor? I think we already did at one point, but we'll unpack the Brooke dating a dancer rumor on the after party.
Studio B?
Yep.
I know. Okay. We'll discuss that in the after party.
Okay.
So Abby says to Brooke, take Kevin upstairs and tell your mom that you're going on a date. She's like, tell her, don't ask her. Like, okay, Abby.
Yeah. By the way, if somebody told Abby something and didn't ask her, she'd be like, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you assume?
And she's like, I think this is exactly what Brooke needs. When she realizes how much her and Kevin have in common, she'll be a little more trusting. So then they show us upstairs and Brooke and Kevin come up. And, you know, they're telling about them going on a date that night. Mm-hmm. And I tell Kevin, there'll be a curfew. And he's fine with that. So I say that Brooke's a beautiful girl. I think she can get her own dates. She doesn't need Abby's help. I don't know why Abby constantly wants to set her up.
Yeah, it's weird.
Just makes her uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it's also like, you wouldn't have known this later. And I don't know if they ever aired this. Maybe they did.
I wouldn't know this, you said?
No, because I don't know if they ever aired this, but Abby used to be like, oh my God, Kalani's body. If I had Kalani's body, I'd walk around in a bra at the grocery store. And it would be like, ooh, that feels a little weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
curfew reminds me of that story about the cops, which we can talk about again. I'm putting it on my notes.
Sorry, I had about the cops.
Yeah, Brooke and the police.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember. So we go to Moyo's, for people who don't know, a fabulous bakery in Pittsburgh.
Oh my God. If you haven't been, if you've never been to Moyo's, please go immediately. I mean, I know Prannell's is like the Pittsburgh and Oakmont Bakery. Those are like the big ones, but Moyo's holds its own. They have I think their lady locks are to die for.
I never had their lady logs.
You never had.
I'm not a big lady logs person.
I'm not either, but theirs are very good.
Are they? Yeah. I used to get Italian ice there all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so random.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. One of our,
I mean, I'd get cookies and stuff too, but
yeah. One of the members of our crew, her family owns it. So she used to bring cakes and I loved when it was somebody's birthday.
I know.
Moyo's cake.
Yep.
Yeah. That was during my fatty flat chested days.
So they show them going into Moyo's. Brooke orders tiramisu and Kevin orders cannolis. Mm-hmm. The worker says, you know, are you going to sit down? She asked him if he's going to eat all of that. And he's like, yeah, I'm a big growing boy.
This whole thing just makes me feel weird.
Yeah. So Brooke says in our interview that Kevin and I really don't know each other. So it's kind of awkward. I'm feeling a lot of pressure to connect with Kevin. If we don't win, it's probably going to be my fault.
Oh, Brooke got the memo.
Yeah. So Brooke and Kevin are sitting there and they're talking about like the differences between dancing with the juniors versus the seniors. And Brooke says dancing with the seniors is more challenging while dancing with the juniors. It makes her like she has to do like cheesy, jazzy numbers.
Right. I agree with
rather
that.
Rather than like the adult ones. Yeah. So.
Oh, I have to say, I mean, to be fair, we've done some really adult numbers.
Yes, definitely.
So.
But whatever. So Kevin asks Brooke how she feels about Abby setting them up on their date. And she tells him about her date she had with Brandon. I don't know if everybody remembers. It was season 1, episode 8. And, you know, she's telling him how me and Diane joined them on their date at the, where were they? Like a golf cart place or amusement park kind of place.
But remember, yeah. It was like in Orlando, the home, like the world capital of the greatest amusement parks. And you guys are.
We went to like a golf cart place instead of Disney.
Yeah.
And doesn't Lifetime, aren't they yeah. like part of Disney?
Wait
like,
a minute. Lifetime is owned by ABC and ABC is owned by Disney.
Yeah. And they couldn't get us into the Disney park, whatever. So Brooke says in her interview that Miss Abby always says, no boys, no boys. But this is the second time she set me up on a date, which is ridiculous because she always did say that. Like just the beginning of this episode, she was yelling at Maddie. Texting his brother and kissing him, but she's fixing Brooke up with somebody.
That's true.
So Kevin says, we're sharing cannolis. That's as romantic as it can get. Brooke laughs, just like me. Uh-huh. Yeah. Kevin, you know, acts like he's reaching over to get his spoon and he puts like frosting on Brooke's nose and she laughs and they kind of do a little food fight, which I'm sure Moyes was thrilled about.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm.
So then they show like him putting cake on Brooke's face and then they come and they get into my van, which is hysterical because me and Paige, you can see Paige was in the front seat. We sat in the parking lot the whole time, just waiting while they were getting their cannolis. Like, so it really wasn't much of a date because I drove there.
Right. But I love that you said, stop. I just cleaned out my car. Kelly. Your car was an absolute shithole at all times.
I lived out of it.
I know. Well, so was mine. I mean, both of them were shitholes, but it's hysterical that you're like, don't get my car dirty. No, your car's a shithole.
All right, shut up. So Brooke in her interview says, I'll do a duet with Kevin, but a date, that's another story.
That feels like a pickup to me.
Yes. Then we go. We're back at the ALDC and it's one day to the competition and all the senior girls and Kevin are in there and the girls ask Kevin how his date with Brooke went and they asked if Brooke looked pretty and he's like, of course, she's a pretty girl. And they ask if there's going to be a second date and Kevin says he doesn't think so because he put too much cake on Brooke's face. But he admits to liking Brooke. But he doesn't think that she feels the same way. And the girl suggests that it's because he put cake on her face, which I think Brooke had a boyfriend at the time.
Yes. This feels like I feel like I'm watching a Brady Bunch episode. Like Marcia doesn't like me because I stepped on her toe. You know, it's so crazy. Yeah.
So then we move on to the junior group dance rehearsal. Again, it's only Chloe, Kendall, Maddie, and Nia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Abby says, I see bad moms, not bad girls. Ugh. And she says, I can't get over the nerve of Jill and the rest of the moms. I'm sick and tired of them fighting. We have a group dance to worry about. Maybe the moms should concentrate on that.
I don't know. We were trying to concentrate on making a TV show and going home. A lot of times we weren't allowed to go home until we fought.
Yeah. We don't need to talk about that. Drink, because Jill has on a fur vest.
Cheers. Cheers. And Jill's fur vest is ugly.
So I'm in my interview and I say, this is the worst fight we've ever been in. Our friendship won't ever be the same after these things, after some of these things. And then I'm like,
part about that. You ready?
What?
Neither of us remember this fight.
I know. It's just so funny because I said this last time. I thought we only had one fight, but
yeah.
What are you doing?
I just realized that I can see the stage and they're setting up and something's wrong. Here I am 150 years later and I'm still at a dance competition. I'm literally at a dance competition and I'm in the back drinking wine. Oh my God.
There you go. With me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So you and Jill are in the den and Jill asks you what you're going to do, you know, about our fight. And you're like, nothing. Kelly made it clear that she doesn't want to be my friend, which I don't think I did do that.
Yeah, I would like to ask somebody if we could get a full transcript of this fight, because I know there's a lot more that went down are seeing, and I would really like to unpack it, although I don't, but it's hysterical. We're like, this is the worst fight of all time. Uh-huh. And who it was even about. I mean, it was obviously dance mom stuff, you know, like, but just me screaming like, you're jealous, get over it, whatever. Like, it's fucking stupid. I hate us. I hate me. I'll speak for me. I hate me.
I hate me too. So in your interview, you say, Kelly's different than I am. She holds grudges and apparently her anger is very deep. If she feels that way about me, maybe I need to step back and just give her space.
Now, hold on a second. I'm not wrong there. You do hold grudges.
I do.
Yeah, you're a grudge holder.
I am. I do.
Yeah.
I'm not disputing it.
No.
But you shouldn't be a bitch and then I wouldn't have to hold a grudge.
Noted.
See, okay. if you were perfect, I wouldn't have to be terrible.
Don't be a bitch. Great. Okay.
So you tell Jill that after Holly and Melissa spoke to you, they told you to not feel bad, that, you know, I'm just mad. You say that you're usually the one to apologize and you're not going to do it this time.
I'm not doing it. I think I end up apologizing, by the way.
Probably.
Yes, just so we're clear.
Mm-hmm. So then you say in your interview that everything that happened between Kelly and I is really sad. We have so much history, and seeing our friendship go down the drain makes me feel like I'm going through a divorce. Yeah. But you know what? We need to worry about focusing on the dance.
Yeah, because that's what we always need to worry about.
Yeah, it's important right now. And we need to beat Kathy and get a clean sweep.
Yeah, that I couldn't think of anything I probably cared less about in that moment. But okay, that's where we're going.
Yeah, you care more about beating Kathy with a dance than my friendship. I see where I stand.
Well, you know, dance is the most important thing in our lives. I don't know if you got the memo.
So me and Melissa are talking about our argument and I say that you screamed in Paige's face and, you know, you were dragging the kids into it. And
I don't like it, but it's fine because I did, but I don't like it.
Then I tell them, you know, that you should be cordial and talk to me, but our friendship will never be the same.
Oh, the drama.
I know. Drama. So then we go to Ohio and we're at the Candy Apples and they're doing the duet rehearsal, which is with Gino and Lennon. Kathy reminds the audience that the duet is a tribute to Anthony's deceased father, which means he's going to want to put it, he wants it to be the best it can be.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
If it weren't for that, nobody would give a shit how good it was.
Mm-hmm. Kathy goes in and interrupts the rehearsal, like she wants to know if they want to run the routine with music. And then Anthony, of course, he's being like a jerk, as always. He's like, wait, I have to wait. You want to rush me to do this. You're going to wait until I'm finished. And Kathy's, you know, reminds the kids that this is a tribute to his dad and it's important for them to convey that, you know, father-son connection. I didn't even realize that's what that connection was in that dance.
No. And does Anthony think that he's a star of the show?
I don't know. Don't ask me about him. I don't like him.
Well, I understand, but like, I don't know if he was trying to be like sensational or if he was just kind of like, is he always like this? I just don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know him as a person other than on the show. So,
yeah. Okay.
So when they're done running the duet, Anthony breaks down and starts crying. And, you know, they're just all trying to comfort Anthony. And Kathy in her interview says, you can clearly see how much effort Anthony put into this routine. And the kids have a good chance of winning because the message is so powerful. And, you know, the parents and Kathy are just telling Anthony and the kids how beautiful the duet is.
I think it's really funny, not funny, haha funny, but like telling that Kathy won't even like try to comfort Anthony at this point. She lets other people do it because I think that Kathy truly doesn't like him.
Yes. Yeah.
I think it's obvious.
Good reason.
Right.
I'm feeling you, Kathy. I don't like him either. So now we're back at the ALDC and we have one day till competition and we're working on Maddie and Chloe's duet. And Maddie and Chloe are rehearsing and Abby says, I'm convinced that the fighting between the mothers is distracting to the kids.
You think?
And yeah. Abby looks at everybody and says, I think that Maddie is just off a little bit and there's no time to be off this week. And she looks at Chloe and says, I don't know what's going on. Turn around and look in the mirror. You are a very sad little girl. Why was she a sad little girl though?
Well, I think that she just, I think at that point, Chloe loathed being in the dance studio with Abby. And so anytime Abby was like,
everybody did.
Yeah. But I'm saying when she's calling her a sad little girl and you're saying, why is she a sad little girl? I think that she hated being with Abby. And then I'm upstairs and I'm like, she needs to lay off. Maybe Chloe's a sad little girl because her dance teacher keeps telling her she isn't good enough to dance in this duet. And then she keeps bringing me into it. Like, she has no idea what I'm saying upstairs, but then she turns around to Chloe and she says, maybe you're just embarrassed and humiliated about your mother's behavior yesterday in front of the whole senior group.
Then Abby says in her interview, she's like, that's what's going on with Maddie and Chloe. They can't pay attention to me. They're too embarrassed of their mothers.
Yeah. Okay.
God, right. Be quiet. Let's just
drink. Kathy's going to work for her in the next scene.
Oh, yay. Between Kathy and Jill, I'm going to become an alcoholic.
That's the reason.
Yeah, it is.
And Abby's headbands. I miss headband. I miss screaming headband.
Well, I was getting ready and, well, I wasn't drinking on today's issue or thing. I wasn't going to drink. So when we started, Christy was drinking and she had champagne and I had some in the fridge. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll drink today. But as I was getting ready, I was thinking to myself, every time I have a hard time drinking water, I'm not a good water drinker. So I was thinking if I drank water every time Abby wore a headband or every time Jo or Kathy wore fur or all this,
I could
get in my weekly ounces of water.
Yeah. You'd be so hydrated. Your skin would be luscious.
I should start doing that.
It's true.
That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start drinking water as my thing.
I think that's great.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Nothing gives me negative confidence like wearing the perfect outfit. You know, when you walk into a place and you just feel confident because you have, like, you know, you look good.
Yeah. Yeah. You used to say that all the time about costumes. You're like, oh, it's like, yes, wearing the best outfit.
Yeah.
I agree. But a very close second would be Lumi whole body deodorant, because unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet. And yes, Kelly, even your privates, because in fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe. So we have a special offer. New customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with code BAR at LumiDeodorant.com. Now, I can tell you, when I was in New Orleans renovating my house, it is hot in New Orleans. And I love Lumi because it helped to keep all of my parts smelling fabulous, if not inoffensive.
I think my favorite is the body wash.
Yeah, it's great. It's
so humid here. Like, I just feel like that my whole body is covered.
I would agree with that. I would agree. So whole body deodorant, Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. You can use it on your pits, your under boobs, your thigh folds, your belly buttons, your butt crack, your personal vaginal areas, we'll say, and your feet.
It's created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. Because unlike certain traditional deodorants that try to mask with fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts, more like a pre-odorant.
It's baking soda free and paraben free.
It's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, and toasted coconut.
So Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash, like you said, and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer to our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter kit with code BARRE, that's BAR, at LumiDeodorant.com. That's equivalent to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code BAR, BARRE.
You guys are going to love it.
Great.
So now it is the day of the competition, and we're at Masters of Dance Arts, and Kathy and her team walk in, and you know, everybody's like, the fans are shouting Kathy's name, and Kathy's like, the last time that we saw Abby, we won. I want to keep that rolling this week. Abby comes in, she's holding a big white shopping bag, probably with our costumes in it from
off the streets.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, Gianna is carrying some big box or something. And Abby notices that Kathy doesn't speak to her. And she says, I don't have time for my enemy. I don't want to look at that woman.
Yeah, nobody wants to look at you either, Ab. Feeling is mutual.
And we're in the dressing room. Holly points out that Abby seems distracted today. And she, you know, encourages the girls to warm up themselves and to go over the routines on their own. And Abby says, I'm glad that Holly stepped up, took over, and started to get the kids ready. And
here's the deal.
if we would have done that, we would have been demons. How dare you think that you're smart
but
enough?
But Holly does it, and she's glad she stepped up.
Right. I'm just saying.
So Abby says that Chloe and Maddie are just seamless from one move to the next, and she thinks that they're forced to be reckoned with.
Oh my,
and anybody up against their duet better be something else. So we leave the dressing room and go towards the stage, and Chloe and Maddie do their duet.
Yeah, it's a good dance. I prefer the inside of me better. I like the choreography, but this was a great dance, you know? What's funny, though, is that, and I don't know this because I didn't read it, but I do believe that when Maddie wrote her memoir, however you say it, her like autobiography, she talked about how Kendall was her duet partner growing up. Kendall didn't come to our studio until she was like 9.
Yeah, till the day she was on the show.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, she was? Because I'm pretty sure it was Chloe, and I'm pretty sure the trio was Chloe and Paige, but
yeah, that's strange. Yeah. So then Gino and Lennon do their duet, and they show Abby in the audience, and she just looks like she's like confused. Like she doesn't like the dance.
She said something so rude in real life. I will talk about it on the after party. I don't know if you remember what she said in real life, but it was pretty bad.
I don't remember. But I mean, she said while she was sitting in the audience, she looked at them and said, "What was that dance we just saw?" And Kathy's like, "You're kidding me. It was beautiful."
Right.
Ignorant people just don't get it.
Right. No, no. This was way... Abby was really, she crossed the line with what she said.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you don't remember.
Abby says in her interview that she's like, "My critiques are spot on. I'm calling it like I see it." So then we're in the hallway and Kathy tells Anthony that they should, you know, talk to Abby and give them a piece of her mind. Kathy says, "Abby took something that was beautiful and she trashed it. It was heartfelt for Anthony, you know, because it was about his dad or whatever."
Right.
Anthony says he doesn't want to let Abby get away with anything distracting or disrespecting his choreography, his team, or his legacy. And they chase Abby down and confront her, and she refuses to stop. She's walking away. And Abby says that this is beneath me. I'm not sticking around for this crap. I could care less what they think or what they say. This is a dance competition. I'm Abby Lee Miller. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, bleh.
Okay, conceited.
Oh my God. Right. But remember she said Chloe was the most conceited child she's ever met in her life.
Okay. Yep. So then Anthony says, "This has been such a painful experience for me. I put my entire being into that number." Yeah. So Anthony's just like venting about his frustrations with Abby. And he says, "She needs to pick her battles better. She got the right one. I've got the talent and the mouth."
I don't understand what that meant, but okay.
I think he meant like she needs to pick her battles because she's picking a battle with him and he has good choreography and he has a mouth so he can fight about it with her.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like she should pick somebody else to fight with because he can stand up to her.
Right.
So then we're in the Candy Apples dressing room and Anthony thanks Gino and Lennon for their performance. He says that they helped him deliver a message to his dad that he couldn't give his father before he passed. And Kathy tries, you know, lifting Anthony's spirits by saying that the message was delivered. What is this? Paige is shown coming out of the changing area, showing everyone her costume. But when she walked into the dressing room, she was already wearing her costume.
It's just an editing mistake.
Yeah.
Paige comes out and she's like, "Look at my costume," but we already saw
it. But we already saw it.
Just like I was watching something the other day and they were like showing a scene that was happening in the house. But then the very next scene cut to, they were showing the entire cast walking into the house for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, it didn't track, shall we say.
Yeah, yeah. So Abby says she wants this to be a great day for Paige. And so she's sitting there and she tells Paige that the solo is called Get Up, Get Loud, Get Tough. And she can't run away crying. What a pep talk.
Oh, I hope Abby gives me a pep talk. Maybe right before labor. Look, you have to squeeze that baby out of your vagina. I don't care if it hurts. Just do it. No crying. Save your tears for your pillow.
Yep. So then we're in the Candy Apples dressing room and Kathy warns everybody that the solo portion of the competition starts in 30 minutes and that everybody is impressed when they see Nikki's makeup. Like, he has fancy makeup for the solo. But Kathy in her interview says, Nikki is young and this is a tough solo. It's a lot of pressure on these kids, especially going up against a team like Abby's. Meanwhile, I think he was 14.
Was he?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he was around Brooke's age. Anthony reassures Nikki that she'll do well on her solo. A little later, Nikki changes into like a bright red solo costume.
Maybe, maybe. I mean, 14 is still a kid. Clara's 14 right now. You know, like 14 is a kid.
Absolutely. We're like,
oh, 14. Oh, you know, he's young. He is 14. But I mean, it's still.
I feel the same way. I said he's the same age as Brooke. I complain about Brooke being treated like that all the time. Like, yeah, she's a kid.
Pretty cool.
And they have feelings.
Solo.
Yeah. So Nikki performs her solo. It's called The Bird. It's an acrobatic dance. And Anthony says in his interview that Nikki has an amazing facility and is a choreographer's dream. Then they announce Paige's solo, and Paige is backstage. And oh God, Paige says in her interview that backstage, Kathy and the man in the audience. So she just has to block them out and she has to stay focused on her solo.
I like that she calls him that man.
I don't think she even knew his name.
No, I don't think so either.
I really don't. Because I mean, I don't think she was ever even introduced to him. Other than when she was told, go up to him and confront him. Mm. Abby hugs Paige and she tells her she did a good job and that she's proud of her, which was amazing. And Abby says, see, when you put your mind to it and you work hard at something, you put Anthony in his place. He couldn't say too much, could he? Because she did good on her solo. Well, I thought that was good.
Thank God.
Yes. And I say in my interview that I was happy that Abby gave Paige some positive feedback for once, especially since she pulled her out of the group dance this week. And Jill says, Kel, I would like for you to apologize for the way you dragged Kendall into our squirrel.
A squirrel, not a squirrel.
Oh, sorry. I said to her.
Wait a minute. I'm calling this the biggest squirrel because we have the biggest fight.
Right here, bitch. Right here. Wait,
the world's biggest squirrel. That's so then, this episode.
I tell her, I did apologize upstairs. I told you I was sorry. And then you tell Jill, or I tell Jill that you, like, we said those things in the heat of the moment, but I would never have said that to Kendall. You know, it was very unlike me, which it was. I never involved the kids. And I think the only reason I did that was because she's the one that went down to the front desk.
Yeah, I think that we kind of had an unspoken pact amongst all of us that we really tried not to involve the kids. I mean, we really did, which is,
yeah,
sounds insane because the show is Dance Moms. And when you watch it, you're not really thinking about it. But if you really unpack it and like pull it apart, I mean, I guess I don't really know how editing depicts it, but we as a whole made it a point to always keep it about the adult behavior, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not the kids. But I mean, sometimes you have to like point out the kids, you know, like, well, she made my daughter feel bad. But for the most part, it wasn't like about the children. It was always about the adults. Mm-hmm. They're kids. They're going to do bad, not bad, but they're going to screw up. And we did not want to say stuff about them on TV that could have hurt them in the long run of their life.
Yeah. Yeah. So Melissa says, you know, that she's insisting that the mom should move on. And you say that you feel bad about what happened. And Jill gets us to acknowledge it isn't just one-sided, that both of us said hurtful things to each other. And I'm like, but nothing I said wasn't true. And you're like, I don't think things will ever be the same. And that's not coming from me. That's all on Kelly because I said I felt bad, but you clearly have issues.
And you said, but you were the one who was holding the grudges.
Yeah, I wish I knew what it was about.
Yeah.
Just because about the holding the grudges thing.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's still coming off of the whole, I didn't call you, you didn't answer the phone shit.
If that is true, I want to pick both of us.
Yeah. Yes.
Like right in the balls.
So where am I?
You'd say you're never going to get over this because it's never going to finish. I start to talk and then you cut me off.
Of course I do. So I admit to Holly that our friendship won't ever be the same as it was before. And you say in your interview, I think I'm a good friend and I think Kelly is a good friend. And I just don't know where it all went wrong. It was just ugly. It's not who Kelly and I are. Which it's not.
I'm nice.
It's not us. We never fought. So Abby comes into the dressing room and Chloe, Kendall, Maddie, and Nia come out of the changing room in their group costumes. And Jill's like, oh, you guys look bad.
No, Jill, no.
Like,
no.
Excitingly.
Oh, you guys look bad.
Like, yeah. I don't mean bad, bad, but.
No, but I'm saying you have to do it more like Jill. Channel your energy. Okay.
Sorry. And Abby says that they look leggy, which is good.
They were leggy. They were fucking 11. 11-year-olds are leggy. Their legs are the only part of them that grow.
Well, then Holly's like, you need some lotion. She always wanted Nia to have lotion on.
It was crying when she said, it's such a funny, like, little extra thing. Wait, yeah, how about funny. Abby? I think the quote is, well-behaved women rarely make history. Abby wasn't even close. She was trying.
She said bad girls make history.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That wasn't the quote, but okay. But I'll ask Mae West if she'll accept your attempt.
So Abby takes everyone into the hallway to go to the stage. And in the hallway, we see the candy apples. When Abby sees their costume, she says, I think it was Charlotte Klein or somebody that did that bicycle thing.
Always.
My ink is running low. Well, when it's in yellow, look, when it's in yellow, I can't even see it. I need to change my ink. I already can't see it. And I have my glasses on.
I have about 12.
Oh my goodness. No wonder I can't see. Nobody told me I didn't have my goggles on. So you look at Kathy and you're like, so what's the group dance this week? Are you riding unicycles? And Kathy's like, you're a smart ass. What's it look like?
I can't with those bikes. No, she didn't call me a smart ass. She called me a smart girl. She's like, I was hoping she'd call me a smart ass. She's like, you're a smart girl. What does it look like? It looks like an idiot dance because I can't get past that weird shit.
Well, you're like, I'm just asking what your gimmick is this week. You always have one.
Well, she does always have a gimmick.
And Anthony just looks at you like, and Kathy's like, there's no gimmick. The gimmick tends to beat you every once in a while. I didn't like this dance.
No, but I did like Jill's comeback there. She goes, where did you get those from? Kathy's wheelchair.
She's funny.
Now it's funny.
And then Kathy says, and how old are you, double chin, looking at Jill?
Here's my favorite. You ready? It goes in the big one.
Yeah.
Fits in the big one.
I'm telling you, she just talked about that the other day, but it was a different bag. I think it was when I was in Pittsburgh. We had an interview with Nightline. She had a bag and I think she had her makeup bag inside her other bag. And I was just laughing because she was like, you know, it's my bag inside my bag. I'm like, oh, Jill.
And where's your light up makeup mirror?
I know. So Kathy and Jill are, you know, bickering back and forth. They're talking about each other's age and telling each other they need to shut up. And Jill's like, listen, there are children here. So watch your mouth. And Kathy's like, I don't have to watch my mouth, Jill. And Jill's like, watch your ugly mouth. It's ugly. Kathy's like, you should talk about ugly. Everybody thinks you're a man in disguise.
I am dead.
I can't believe she said that.
You really? You can't believe Kathy said that? Have you heard the shit that she says to me on TV? Everyone thinks you're a man in disguise. But this was really funny. There are children here. Watch your mouth. I don't have to watch my mouth. Joe, watch your ugly mouth. It's ugly. You should talk about ugly. Are we in junior high?
I think we are, for sure.
It's unbelievable the shit that goes on the show. I cannot. Every week I watch a show like this. I'm like, I can't believe I'm part of this shit.
Mm-hmm. So Kathy or Jill's like, I can't be bothered with what Kathy thinks of me.
Well, you're not getting anywhere of that shit.
We go into the theater and Kathy and the candy apple parents, they stay back. And Kathy says to the parents, I am not happy with what's going on. They're browbeating me and you were all just standing there. I think she just wanted like some backup.
Abby always wanted backup too.
Yeah. And then Kathy's like, then you know what? It's time for me to get a new team. Which I love that she could just always just get a new team when she wants one.
Well, meanwhile, all Abby wanted in life was a new team.
New team. And, you know, I can see Abby's point on that because why was Kathy allowed to get a new team?
All right, you're not supposed to see Abby's point. You're supposed to.
But I do. Her team. But I do, and I always did defend our team. But if you look at it from Abby's point, Kathy, I mean, she had her team first, and that didn't work, so she got rid of them. And then she had the boys, and I don't know. I would have kind of been pissed off, too. But Kathy says in her interview, I try to be strong, but when Jill attacks me, I need someone to back me up. I feel abandoned by my team. And Kathy walks away, and Rick Charles behind her and confronts Kathy, and she starts crying. She's like, Jill is an ugly pig.
Please stop talking just for a minute. So far this episode, we have a squirrel and a pig.
Shut up. I hate you.
It's the world's
I'm not gonna narrate them anymore. I'm gonna make you narrate.
I fucking love that you said it's a squirrel. I am dead. That's the greatest thing to happen to me all week. Are you kidding?
I hate
Don't
you.
Punish me. Talk about your squirrel. Is a squirrel a euphemism for another part of your body?
No. I hate you. Okay, so Abby says the senior company has never traveled to a competition before.
Oh, okay.
Never. And Abby's curious to see how Brooke does when she's performing with the older students. And let's face it, if she misses one of those lifts, it's all over for Brooke.
Oh, no.
Well, every one of them things she says was not true. The senior company has never traveled to a competition before.
Ever.
That is a lie.
We just had a 15-minute conversation because I'm in San Antonio right now about when you were in San Antonio with the senior company. With
Brooke, yeah.
Before the show.
And her next thing is when Brooke performs with older students, which she did all the time. So drink for all those.
Contradictions?
Yes.
Love a contradiction.
Uh-huh. So then the seniors and Brooke perform their dance. It's called Why Not Me? And Abby says, this was a top-notch routine, and they looked like professional. Abby hopes Kathy's parents paid attention because Kevin exemplified a mature male dancer.
He needs to drop his jock.
Yeah. That's because she was saying mean things about Kathy's boys.
Yes. I understand why, but it's also a little unnerving that she was like, all over Kevin.
Yeah. So then Kathy's team does their dance. It's called Be Strong. And Anthony says he's proud of how the kids performed and he doesn't think Abby can say anything negative about it.
Well, okay. Give her a shot. I'm sure she can find something.
Exactly.
Yeah, give her a try. Give her a try. I'm thinking you're wrong. I'm just saying. Based on previous experience.
So then Kendall, Chloe, Maddie, and Nia do their dance. It's called Bad Girls. And Abby says the girls were a cohesive, beautiful, strong group. And you want to talk about muscles? Those girls have muscles.
Yeah, their bodies look stupid.
Yeah. So then we go to awards. And Paige got second for Get Up, Get Loud, and Get Tough. And Abby says Paige did a great job. She ended up placing second, and that's pretty darn good. And Nikki placed first place for the bird. And they don't show it, but Maddie places first in the mini division.
Kenzie. Kenzie had the dance, not Maddie.
Did they show her dance?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think they did. So then they do the junior duet and trios. And second place was Gino and Lennon. And first place was Maddie and Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
And the senior group got first place in the teen division.
Mm-hmm.
And Abby says, I'm proud as a peacock. Brooke not only did her job, but was an asset to the team. Which, oh my God, I should make that my favorite line of the day.
Yeah, but I love
marking that shit off.
I'm proud as a peacock. Blech. Blech.
Blech. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So junior small groups, the Candy Apples got second and the Bad Girls got first. And Kathy says, we lost to four little bad girls on stage. This is not the direction I wanted to go in.
I'm dead that it's four little bad girls.
Mm-hmm.
So then
we're in the dressing room. It's Holly and I. And Holly tells me that this is a good week for both of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, Kelly's a guarded person. And it's hard to figure her out what exactly is making her so angry. And then I tell Holly that I'm struggling to accept your apology. Like, I'm upset about how you treated Paige, which, you know, and then I say, like, I think I thought you viewed Paige as one of your own kids and you treated her that way. And then I say in my interview
from this week, I was like, oh, you sexy little thing, you.
Who?
I was just commenting on Paige's post yesterday. I was like, you sexy little thing, you.
Oh, at her Victoria's Secret thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's funny. She does look like she could be a Victoria's Secret model. That little body of hers.
Yes, she does. But I was dying over the red emoji dress post that she looked like the real life emoji. That's what I was cracking up over.
Oh, I missed that.
It was cute.
So I'm in my interview and I say, I feel very alone this week without you having my back.
Do you need me?
And I say, I always knew in the back of my head that the day would come where Christy would stab me in the back. And you know what? She did.
Oh, you bitch.
You bitch.
No, you're the bitch.
You're the one that stabbed me in the back, obviously.
Yes, your perception.
So Abby walks in. She's excited about, you know, the results.
Yeah, but she's mad at you.
I know.
You weren't excited enough. You should have peed on her. She's been like, oh my God, I'm so happy I'm going to pee.
Like, I don't get it. She's like, it's pathetic. Kelly is an emotional wreck. Why can't she just be happy for her two children? Was I not happy?
I thought you were fine.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Like, you didn't run around, like I said, like peeing like a little chihuahua. So she's like, Kelly's not happy. I like how Abby is the judge, jury, and like henchman of our emotions. You know what I mean? Like, you are not happy enough. You are not sad enough. Chloe is too sad. You are like judge, jury, and executioner. That's it. Not henchman. Uh-huh. So like, you need to behave differently. No, fuck you. That's what I want to do. This is how I want to act.
Uh-huh. So then they show Mickey coming into our dressing room and he wants to talk to Abby. And they show Rick like watching Mickey go in, like he's almost spying on him or whatever.
Hysterical.
Yeah. And Rick's like, he says in his interview that he warned Kathy about Mickey and now the proof is in the pudding.
Ugh.
So Mickey's talking about to Abby about Gino maybe joining the ALDC.
Oh yeah, we got to get him in there.
Uh-huh. And Melissa says in her interview, she doesn't blame Mickey for wanting to leave Kathy and come to Abby's studio.
Do you think Melissa was in on it?
I don't know. I think Melissa's statement was wrong there because at least at Candy Apples, Kathy treated them good.
I think that, well, I feel like maybe Melissa was excited to have Gino come because she knew that Gino was going to be.
Would be Abby. Maddie. Yeah.
And like a boy in a number always does better. Like,
yeah.
Let's disregard the fact that Chloe and Maddie just won in their duet. She wants to get rid of her and have a boy because the boy could be a little bit better. Those are the penis points we're talking about.
So Mickey and Abby are done talking and he gives her a kiss on the cheek, which. And Abby's like, they're lovers, not fighters. Gross me out. And then Abby says to Mackenzie, you have to watch out for those Latin boys. They're lovers, not fighters.
Ew, I can't. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's what she said to Mackenzie earlier.
Well, I know, but
Well,
because don't forget, she also had a big thing for John Corella at the time, who's Mexican.
Yeah.
So she's always lovers.
So as Mickey leaves, he congratulates our team for winning. And Holly says in her interview, Kathy is going to lose her mind when she hears that Gino's dad basically begged for a spot on Abby's competition team. Mm. So then we're in the hallway and Kathy has a talk with the parents about their loss for the day and says that since the gym incident, working with them, it's been grueling. And Rick says, it's a rotten apple. It's a snake in the grass. It's somebody that's just using you to try to get another connection. Cut the head off of that snake and keep moving. And Kathy asks Mickey to leave, and then everybody just walks away. Kathy says in her interview that Gino is amazing, and she felt blindsided by Mickey's betrayal. And Rick says to Mickey, maybe this is where we shake hands and part our ways. Mm-hmm. And like they shake hands, and Mickey turns around and starts walking out saying, I'll go on my own.
I don't think they shake hands. I think he extended his hand and Mickey was like, nope.
Mickey didn't do it. Yeah. He walked away. So then we're in our dressing room and Abby squeals and gives all the kids a big hug. And Abby talks to Brooke about her performance and then gives Paige some positive reinforcement. She says, Paige, you did a great job. I was very proud of you. I thought you were up. I thought you were loud and I thought you were tough. And I think that you shoved it in Anthony and Kathy's faces.
Meanwhile, Paige is like, that man, I shoved it in that man's face. Great.
Yeah. Like, who's Anthony?
I don't care.
Ah. So Abby says goodbye and we just start putting our stuff away. And I say in my interview, I'm so upset that I can't even be happy about this win. If things continue like this, I'm just not sure that the ALDC is the right place for me.
Oh, is this the reason the ALDC is not right for you?
Yes. Oh. I have like a Christmas list of the reasons why, yeah, but
this is number
we'll go
one.
With this one. Yeah, yeah, we'll go with this one.
Yeah. Never mind that you've been fucking trying to worm your way out of there for like 3 years at this point, but this reason why. Okay. I mean, hey.
Look. Oh my God. I'm so glad that episode is over.
Well, don't worry. We continue our fight next week.
It was the longest episode ever. 40 pages.
Yeah. Yeah.
40 pages. And it was my week. But next time there's 40 pages, I don't care if it's your week or not. You're getting it.
Ew, I don't want it. Stop.
Too bad. 40 pages is too long for me.
Next week.
Too long for me.
We get to unpack. I don't know if calling it the worst is appropriate, but the most offensive title in all of a child show.
Two Girls, One Solo.
Yes.
I know.
Do you know what that's reference?
It's just wrong.
The Two Girls, One Cup. You've seen that, right?
No.
Kelly Highland.
In a Two Girls, One Solo.
Yeah, that's the episode. And it's wrong, but have you ever seen the video Two Girls, One Cup?
No.
We'll have to talk about it. I can't talk about
it. Put that on your notes for the after party.
Well, it might be have to be next week's after party. I don't even know if I can talk about it in the after party. It's that X-rated.
Oh.
It is.
No wonder I don't know about it. That stuff.
Well, no, I don't do that stuff either.
Dave, Christy.
Once you hear what it is, you're going to know I don't do that stuff either.
Okay.
It's the most offensive.
I can't even think of what it would be. Two girls.
Well, I'm going to unpack it for you, okay?
Okay.
I don't think we could talk about it on the after party.
Okay, well, when we hang up, when we get off, you can explain it to me.
I actually think that I could explain it in some words on the after party. I just can't be very descriptive. Okay, but thankfully, so this season 3, episode 23 might be my worst Dance Moms episode because it's the episode that still bothers Chloe to this day. It makes me want to vomit. And you and I are continuing our fight and it's called Two Girls, One Solo. It could be the worst. It could be. We could have reached the pinnacle. We're at the summit of Mount Everest.
Well, that's good because mine was the Anthony episode, I think. It was my worst.
Oh, yeah.
My worst, but it was pretty bad.
Yeah. Oh, no. Get your finger out of my face. 50 pounds or 500.
That was probably my worst.
500 pound hog.
Nobody would have anything to talk about if I didn't have that day in my life.
My favorite part when everybody does that remix is the one girl in the one episode or the one TikTok, the girl has the big crucifix on who's you.
I know. Yeah.
But the girl who's peeking out of the doorway going, like as the hog. It's horrible. It's all right. Bottom of the pyramid for outfits. Is it my Wilma Flintstone dress?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
I didn't like that.
I mean, I just hate, I really hate all of the fur, but I think my Wilma Flintstone. And the worst part is the shoes that you can't even see because they have spikes all over them. So every time I cross my leg, I impaled myself.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, it definitely looked like a Flintstone outfit.
Yeah.
And you should wear that for Halloween one year.
I threw that shit away.
Good.
It's terrible.
I just find it so funny that every week you're at the bottom of the pyramid.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Pretty much 99.9% of the time you're on the bottom.
And what's funny is I was picking stuff out for like that clip show I was hosting. And I'm like, this is cute. And Chloe's like, no. And she's like, no. She's like, no. And she goes, no, no, no. Let's look back on it. And like, I understand, but like, I don't know. I have no leg to stand on. All right. How many drinks did it take to get you through this episode?
Well, I mean, are we combining the whole episode?
No, just this half.
I didn't think I was bad this half. Was I? I'll say one, two. because of our argument. We're still arguing.
Yeah. I'll say two. All right. Favorite line of the episode.
I have where it says, Abby says, I'm proud as a peacock. Brooke not only did her job, but she was an asset to the team.
Wow. Cheers to
you
that.
You go, Brookie. You go.
Cheers. All right. My favorite line, I have two. They're both from Kathy. You should talk about ugly. Everybody thinks you're a man in disguise.
I believe she said that.
And then my other one is, Jill is an ugly pig.
Those two hate each other. It's
they
funny.
Hate each other in real life.
I know. It's funny.
They really, really do.
Yeah, I don't think I guess Anthony, but I don't even know him. But I don't like him. But I can't really say I hate anybody. Well, maybe Abby.
Yeah.
I hate her, but I don't hate her. You know, it's kind of one of those love-hate things. But
oh, I hate Abby. I don't love hate. I hate. I full hate.
But I seriously can't say I like hate anyone on the show.
I body encompassing hate Abby. Sorry. Yeah. Favorite dance?
Paige's solo.
Okay. I'm going to go with the duet. I like the duet. I like the other ones better, but I'm going to go with that one. All right, let's head over to the after party because I need to take a quick break because I have to pee.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you on
bye,
the
after everybody.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Back to the Bar.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
And check out our YouTube channel, Back to the Bar, if you want to watch the episodes. The channel is linked in our show notes.
And if you want to join our weekly after party,
where we dish even more dirt,
like naked pizza, Kel. Subscribe to our Patreon channel at patreon.com/backtothebar. See you next time.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.